You know, I don't expect Jezebel to ever change, because you see what happens. You know, I'm pretty sure Eve got saved, though. She started out in the Jezebel spirit. She got saved. But she had to have a blood sacrifice, a blood covering, and be covered by the blood of Christ, you know. It was typified in that animal that God slain in Genesis 3. And so anybody can be saved, but I'm not expecting Jezebel to get saved, because Jezebel's so hard-hearted, and she probably got hurt when she was a kid. Her mama taught her, the culture taught her, the music videos, all the people on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all these people, all the media, the news, the TV shows, growing up, the music, it's all Jezebel's system. So I'm not really mad at Jezebel. I'm just trying to help the born-again people not fall into that pattern. And if you did, step out of it, you know. Because Jezebel's just trying to make a copy, and Jezebel's trying to kill you. The harlot riding the beast in Revelation has a cup, and that cup is full of the blood of the saints. It's a wine cup, but it's full of blood. It's all about money. Sex, drugs, alcohol, money, greed. It's just all about the stuff down here in the 3D, and not some eternal perspective. It's just selfish. It's a brute beast mindset. It's a brute beast mindset. And so I'm not really trying to get Jezebel saved, because she pretty much sold out to the devil a long time ago. But the ones that God is calling, I'm trying to wake them up to what's really going on. If they don't submit to God's word, they don't submit to God, they don't submit to the law, they don't submit to what's right, they don't submit to right thinking, rightly dividing the word, they don't submit to anything spiritual, do you know they're not going to submit to you if you're a man, or your kids submit to, you can see them when they're teenagers, you know, when they're 18, they're on their own, kick them out of the nest. But you see, the kids are not submitting, people are not submitting to the authority. They don't want to submit to a boss, they don't want to submit to God, the Bible, the truth. They don't want to submit to anything that's designed to actually help them. So if you have an authority, that authority is there to help you. You know, what's weird is, if a man, you know what's weird? If a man marries a Jezebel, and she wants him to submit to her, it's upside down. It's really sad. I was actually thinking about it, how the devil deceived the whole world, you know. I was walking down the hall and I almost broke out in tears, you know. I almost lost my composure as I was just walking down the hall, because I see how bad the deception really is. And I had to go through something recently to get my compassion back for the people, because I was just done. I mean, it was like, Everybody wants the lie, let them have the lie, you know. But until somebody gets out here and start preaching about it, teaching about it, a lot of people will never wake up. I really am brokenhearted about how the whole world is under the deception of the devil, the Gentile nation. I mean, our nation is under the deception of the devil, really. The devil has deceived our nation. The devil has deceived the kids. The devil has deceived the women and the men and the children. The devil has deceived the whole world. And knowing that truth, it was just overwhelming. I was just walking down the hall, I about just fell down on my face to cry, you know. And I was at work, because I was meditating on how much the devil has destroyed families and marriages and friends and family and communities and homes and nations and all based on that Jezebel spirit. I mean, if I keep talking, I'll probably break down while I'm talking. Because the more you meditate on it, the more you realize that probably the reason your marriage broke up, or your relationship, or your love life, or whatever, or your family, anytime there's a break in any kind of relationship, because it's the Jezebel spirit. Because if you take the Jezebel spirit to the nth degree, it's just selfishness. Pure selfish. Everybody's living in tit for tat. I got to have it my way. Money, the love of money is the root of all evil. So everybody, the Jezebel spirit is all about money. They got to kill somebody to get their inheritance. They got to kill somebody to get their property, because they don't want to work. They're lazy. They're not trusting God, so they want to be God and commit murder just to get ahead financially. It don't have to be a win-lose situation. It can be a win-win. But the selfish Jezebel only sees win-lose. She cannot, or he cannot, she or he, they cannot see the win-win. I dated this girl one time, and I listened to her talk, and I didn't know she drank. Come to find out, she'd drink a pint of liquor. I said, I can't do this. I got to get away from this woman. And I asked her one day, I said, let me ask you something. Do you see life as a win-win? She said, no. Life is a win-lose. I said, bye. In my mind, I said, I'm done. It took me about 2 weeks to walk away completely. But I was done. If you have the win-lose mindset, you don't really know what reality is. Let's say this plumber starts a business. He says, I need some workers. You want to work? Yeah. How much you paying me? $40 an hour? Great, I love that. I'll be here. I'll work every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I'll never miss a day of work. Knowing that he's getting rich off of me because he's charging $80 an hour. And he's getting rich, but he has the stress. He's getting rich, but I'm making good pay, right? So I take the job. And I'm happy for him that he's getting rich, and I'm happy for myself. I might not be getting rich. I could if I planned it right and I invested it right. But it's a win-win, because he's willing to take the risk of starting a business. I'm willing to work and make good money. So it's a win-win. But most people say, well, he's running the business, I should make blah, blah, blah. No, it's a win-win. But most people see it, I'm working for the man, it's a win-lose. No, it's a win-win. You don't have distress. You don't have the family members trying to steal your business or jealous of your business. And most families, I've seen it growing up. Saw my uncle start a business. I saw my dad, my other uncle, and their family split up because of the greed, the money, all the potential of all that money. The people just split up. There's people cheating on each other and everything else. I've ran a few businesses. And you have to work 16-hour days. I created a mailbox business, ran installed mailboxes. I did sell 5 years. I worked out of my house selling books on Amazon. I was pulling $90,000 a month in sales. But I had to pay somebody in China to help me manage it, and I had to ship my books. It was like $20,000 a year just to ship all the books. Then I had other expenses. So I ended up, after working, I was pulling in $90,000 in sales. But after all the expenses, I ended up making about $25,000-$30,000. That was a long time ago, so it was pretty good money. But still, I could work a regular eight-hour job and make that, and just, I could have worked 8 hours and just had time off. But the thrill of running your own business and not having a boss, but you still have a boss because the customers are your boss.
the government's your boss. The USPS was your boss. You had to follow the rules. The platform was your boss. It was ridiculous. I'm glad God slowed me down. He stopped me because he saw what I was doing. I could manipulate and make as much as I wanted. And I'd be riding down the roads looking at people over there playing soccer or football, whatever. I'm thinking they could be making $400 a day. What are they doing? I started to see people as numbers, and God had to slow me down. I started to see everything as a database. Really. It was kind of like a mindset of a Bill Gates or something. It just became numbers. It was just a number on a piece of paper. You could just change your database, drop your price of your books 10 cents, you'd sell $300 before lunch, and you'd have to raise your price because you couldn't keep up. Long story short, God stopped me. Thank God he did. And he gave me compassion on people again. On souls. He gave me compassion on the souls of mankind. I saw the Shekinah glory and everything changed. He showed me how to be rich in this place. I know how to make money. I know how to get rich. But what happens is, the cares of this life mess up your heart, mess up your, make you forget where you're at. And then when you break it all down, you realize this is a simulation, and it's a birthing realm to birth people into the spirit mind from the flesh mind. I got this speed demon behind me, crisscrossing the road because he's selfish. He's going to run into somebody and hurt them and hurt himself and hurt his. When he's dead, his family is going to be crying. The other rider's dead. They're going to be crying, but he don't care. It's all about me. These speed demons are selfish, pure selfish. I used to be one, so I'm not judging, but I used to be one of them. Selfish. Rideshare forced me to slow down, and now it makes sense. If you got to be somewhere, leave early. Or change your job where it doesn't matter if you're late. You know, if you have to rush to get to work, get there earlier, or just get to a different job where you can be 5 minutes late and they won't throw a fit. Or move closer to your job or something. So I'm not really trying to get Jezebel saved. I'm just trying to get the saved people to realize they're walking in the Jezebel spirit and don't know it, because the culture has brainwashed you to think that everything that Jezebel's doing is normal, and it's abnormal. Maybe if one Jezebel out there might get saved. I don't know. I don't see many of them getting saved, you know. Cain, he had the Jezebel spirit. He didn't get saved. Eve, she got saved. Ahab, he didn't. Even though Ahab was under her spell, he still didn't. The flying monkeys, they didn't get saved. 450 false prophets, they didn't get saved. So I guess people who fall into the bubble, the fake reality bubble of Jezebel's fake religion, the Asheroth and Baal and worshiping the sun god, the moon god, or whatever, when they fall into that esoteric fake religion stuff, the Gnostics, the Essenes, the Wiccans, the Warlocks, when they fall into that fake reality, it's hard to get them out. It's hard to pull them out. The ones that do get pulled out, they usually go to the Catholic Church. And they worship Mother Mary. It's really sad. Really sad. If I do get hooked up with a Jezebel spirit accidentally, because the narcissist plays a game, if you ever get hooked up with a Jezebel spirit, you finally wake up to it, it might take you 30 days to see through it. The red flags are always there, and so when you, if you do get mixed up with a narcissistic Jezebel psychopath, because Jezebel is a psychopath, if you get mixed up and the mask starts to break, you know, I sold books for 5 years. I know what's going on around me. They had this book one time about the psychopath. Their mask, it was like a white mask and started to crack, you know. So when the mask starts to crack, the psychopath starts to say things that and do things that prove that they're psychopaths. And when you wake up to it, it's hard to believe, because that other person that they put out front was different. And so that psychopath starts to appear, and you say to your God is revealing it to you, you know, God is revealing it. And he'll even give you a dream, you know. Back in February, I had a dream where I saw somebody's face, and there was three demons coming out of them, and also saw their face, and it shapeshifted to somebody else that had that same spirit in my past, you know. And so the words that came out of their mouth was some family members that were psychopaths. I mean, they all say the same stuff, and it's like, okay, God is telling me. And then some supernatural events happen, and it's like, oh, there's like 10 things from God warning me to run. And I said, okay, I gotta go. And I was hoping to, so you want to help them get saved, but you can't, they're not, they have to go to God themselves. They have to run to Jesus and get born again. Because if you do rebuke them, they're going to shift it back onto you. Because the demon is blocking their ability to have conviction of sin, you know. There's a demon. You're actually talking to a demon sometime. You don't even know who you're talking to, especially if they're drunk or drinking. You start talking to them, and it's a demon coming out of their mouth. And you're like, oh, who is that? It's a demon. And they don't even remember what they said sometimes. Because it wasn't them. So it breaks your heart. Because a human is a human. You look, Jesus went to the cross for all humans. So it breaks your heart. I don't know if you're going to cry or not. It don't matter if you do or don't. Because it won't change anything. But you know you can't live with a demon. A shapeshifter. And it's not them. Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do. They get taken over by a program, a demonic program, a Jezebel program. They don't even know it. But if it's a saved person who's stepped into that kind of mindset, you talk about this spirit, and you talk about all the attributes, not the attributes, all the characteristics of this spirit, all the bad characteristics. And maybe a saved person can repent and start walking with God again and keep from having a hard heart. Because if you have a hard heart, out of the heart flow all the issues of life. So if you have a hard heart, and this is what the Jezebel narcissist wants to do. They want to give you a hard heart like them. Everybody's trying to make copies of each other, except for the saved person. They're trying to get you to be like Jesus. I don't want you to be a copy of me. I want you to be a copy of Jesus. Because, you know, maybe I want to act as a representative, but eventually I'm going to point you to Jesus, not me. And like the pastor's wife today at work said, she said, I said, have you had selfish people in your church? She said, yeah.
I said, well, why don't they eventually just realize being selfish ain't gonna help them? She said, that's all they know how to do to survive in life. I said, yeah. And so they're selfish with one, and that one walks away. So they try to be selfish with another one, and that one walks away. And then they're selfish with another one, and that one walks away. So they get left by themselves because they're so selfish. And they still can't look in the mirror and admit it's them. I mean, if you got five people, they go through five people, try to get together with five different people, and it all breaks down because they're selfish and they can't look in the mirror. It's kind of sick. Kind of like five jobs. Well, I don't like this job because I don't like the authority. Well, they go to another job. I don't like this job because I don't like the boss. They go to another job. Well, God's trying to teach you how to submit to authority and take up your cross. He's trying to teach you how to die daily. You're getting paid. Why not do it? Die. Sir, yes, sir. Whatever they say, do it. You're getting paid, right? And it's teaching you how to submit and how to walk in the Spirit. Because if you walk in the Spirit, you have to die daily. Die daily to your own will and submit to God's will. But most people don't want to do that. They want to be their own God or goddess. But I got overwhelmed today with that revelation that the whole world's deceived right now. And it about tore me up because all divorces, all broken relationships, all families, all the bloodline is usually Jezebel or cult or ism. The culture is a cult. Culture is a cult. That's why it's called a culture. Your cult. Culture. Your cult. So your society's a cult. Most of your churches are a cult. Most of your families are a cult. The bloodline's a cult. Everybody's running on the Jezebel spirit. Everybody's trying to kill it. It's a dog-eat-dog world, but it don't have to be. It can be a win-win. So when I saw that, when I came to that conclusion, it was hard to believe. It was hard to believe how every problem in your life that you've ever had when it comes to family or friends or anything goes back to the Jezebel spirit. Genesis 3. And the more you realize what's going on, the more painful it can be to realize that they've been deceived. The whole world was deceived, and some people will never wake up. And it breaks your heart because they'll go their whole life and not know what's going on. And usually they'll drink themselves to death or drug themselves to death. And they're in the hospital by themselves and on the deathbed. Never got saved. And it's like, they're going to open their eyes up in hell and burn forever, you know. It's really sad. When you really wake up to it, what's really going on. When you really wake up to what's going on and how many souls the devil's taking to hell with him.
It's really sad.
But if you don't care about souls, it won't break your heart. But if you do care about souls, and you don't want to see anybody, you don't want to see anybody burn like that guy on that motorcycle, really? Once he hits a rock and he's dead, it wouldn't be long. He'd break his arm, whatever. Break his shoulder. If you don't care about souls, it wouldn't break your heart. But if you do, it'll break your heart if you really meditate on what's really going on. Hey.